Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Every now and again, you see this identity politics. It collides with itself. let me illustrate. Izamemen Etute, the former Virginia Tech linebacker who was recently acquitted for second-degree murder, gets to play football again at the Iowa Community College this fall. The fact that he is free at all, let alone playing football, is quite astonishing in this political climate. The entire Etute case, from his defense to the media's coverage of it, doesn't really pass the smell test. It stinks of a left-wing double standard and selective morality, and anyone interested in true justice should be concerned over the turn of events. So let me give you a quick recap, if I may. In April 2021, an 18-year-old Etute met a person on the Tinder dating app named Angie Renee. Unknown to Etute, Angie Renee was really Jerry Smith, a 40-year-old white man from Blacksburg, Virginia. Etute, along with teammate Deshaun Elder, went to Smith's house thinking they were meeting a woman. According to ESPN, Elder testified that he was disturbed by the circumstances of the meeting, in which Smith hit his face and kept his apartment nearly pitch black. Both players initially left, but Etute returned to the apartment and testified that he received a sexual favor, I'm not going to go into details about it, and a $50 gift from Smith. Etute testified in court that he left Smith's apartment still believing he was a woman. Several weeks later, Etute's teammates began teasing him that Angie Renee could have been a man. This did not stop another Virginia Tech player, Jalen Hampton, from connecting with Smith on Tinder, too. On May 31st, he went to the apartment expecting a sexual encounter with a woman, but decided to leave after feeling uncomfortable. Now, curiosity, right? Curiosity is getting the better of these young fellas. So intent on finding out Smith's sex, Etute and Hampton, along with a third teammate, Jordan Brunson, returned to Smith's apartment later that night on May 31st. Etute entered Smith's apartment alone in the dark with his teammates waiting outside in the hallway. He used his cell phone's flashlight to determine that Smith was not a woman. Now, according to ESPN, upon confronting Smith, Etute testified that Smith grabbed him in his private parts, causing Etute to strike Smith in the face with the back of his hand. Etute testified that he then believed Smith reached for a weapon under his bed, causing Etute to strike with a fist several more times. Etute, who is 6'3" and 205 pounds and an athlete, beat the 153-pound Smith to death. He struck Smith in the head five times, knocking him to the floor. Etute admitted in court that he stomped on Smith's face as he left the apartment, leaving a bloody shoe print on Smith's cheek. In the autopsy, nearly all of the bones in Smith's face were broken, which that's some powerful hitting right there, people. He also suffered bleeding of the brain and had his teeth knocked out. Etute, and his teammates quickly fled the apartment, which they captured on video. Smith's body was found in his apartment the next night on June 1st after a welfare check by police. Itute was acquitted of second-degree murder this past May, pleading self-defense. He testified in court he thought Smith was going for a gun, and so he attacked him to save his own life. No gun was found. According to ESPN, during a police search of the apartment, a knife was found between Smith's mattress and box spring, but Itute testified he never saw the knife, and he did not mention any concerns for his own safety during his initial police interview on June the 2nd, 2021. Prosecuting attorney Patrick Jensen said that he could never reach a gun from there, explaining that Itute is an elite college athlete whose physical size creates a big disparity in the situation. Itute's defense attorney argued there should be no second-degree murder charge, as there was no get-ready-for-it malice. And that was only bettered when the jury agreed with this crazy statement. The inconsistency of this description to the cops raises questions. And you have to wonder if the self-defense angle was concocted by the defense team after the fact. What is clear is that Itute received a sexual favor and $50 on April the 10th and was later teased about it by his teammates. It's also clear that on May 31st, after realizing Smith might be a man, Itute ended up beating Smith to death inside his apartment with two teammates waiting outside the hallway. What is not clear is what actually took place inside the apartment in the darkness. Did Smith make a quick motion for a weapon? And did this warrant the kind of beating Itute gave Smith? And, ironically, this acquittal has garnered little reaction from the LGBT community or from the mainstream media in general. A gay man dressed as a woman is beaten to death after it's discovered he's not a woman and mums the word from the Rainbow Mafia. And how is this possible? Well, intersectionality. That's how. In this case, race trumps sexual orientation and the pressure to protect a young black athlete, three black athletes actually, from the horrible racism of the American criminal justice system takes precedence. There was a defense fund to save Isamim and Itute before Smith's body was even cold and seasoned defense attorneys jumped to his defense. No doubt that the jury felt this pressure. And Smith is certainly not free of all blame, but does his dishonesty about his sex deserve that kind of horrific outcome? And where are the progressives on this? You know, on a daily basis, we point out here that more people are beaten to death with hands and feet than are shot by any sort of rifle annually. More people. Where are the calls for justice from progressives on this? When will Joe Biden ask the DOJ to file charges against Itute for violating Smith's civil rights? And think for a minute, if a 200-pound white football player beat a skinny gay cross-dressing black man to death in his apartment in such a violent manner, how fast would BLM take the streets on that one? How soon would the loathsome race-hustling Benjamin Crump be clamoring to take the case, putting out the requisite propaganda on every news channel in America? No such luck for Jimmy Smith, though. He's the wrong race, in the wrong place, at the wrong time. His fate is sealed, and sadly, his case is of no political use to the progressives or the LGBT community at large. And remember this. Unless it is politically motivated or politicized or weaponized in some way against you, they don't care who dies. They don't care if one of theirs die. They don't care if you die. It's all for the cause. And in these moments where this happens, you know, well, we take the thing that is going to be the lowest common denominator, which in this case is race. Race. Itute plays college today because he's black. Plays college football today because he's black. Beat a man to death in his own apartment for being a guy. Playing football. All free. America today. Joe Biden's America. Gotta love it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. What I'm about to do, I want you to understand one thing and understand it really well. I am not a lawyer, but I have watched every episode ever made of L.A. Law. So I'm going to pretend like I'm one, even though I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express. Now, if you want to watch the Pinkos fret, simply state the indisputable truth that what they call climate change is a massive hoax. And their fallback is inevitably that science, which they purport to love, except when it demonstrates that there are only men and women and that you can't change the sex you're born as, has decreed that because we peons insist on not living in caves like primitive tribesmen, well, maybe non-binary tribes people, the earth is gonna cook. And the only solution is to do a whole bunch of things that leftists want to do anyway. There is no time to think, no time to reflect, and certainly no time to argue. Why? Who are you to question the scientists? And I'm pretending to be a lawyer. And in my fantasy world, I question scientists for a living, only scientists. I have no scientific training to speak of, or legal training for that matter. I majored in nothing. I went in the military . So the only science I studied was, communication science, I guess. I also have studied the physics of foaming when I pour a beer into a glass, as well as the mechanics of human reproduction. Don't expect me to discourse deeply on the heat retention coefficient of CO2. I don't even know if that's a thing, but it sure sounds sciencey to me. Instead, I hire scientists in most every case I try. In my imaginary world, sometimes I hire several in different disciplines. The other side does too, and here's the weird thing. At the trial, the other side's scientists always disagree with my scientists. And that's weird, because I was told that in the context of climate change, the science is settled, that there's only one possible answer, and that anything else is at least quackery and possibly a felony denial. Now, it's easy to be sort of cynical about all this and assume that lawyers hire someone who simply parrots what conclusions are needed to support a particular case. And that certainly happens. We even have a name for them that would make Hunter Biden's ears perk up if they weren't already permanently perked from all that meth. We would call them prostitutes. And quality lawyers despise the prostitutes. A smart attorney wants a scientist who tells you what he really thinks and who has a solid rational basis for his conclusions. And you need to know if your case is strong or weak. If it is weak, you want to resolve it before trial. But the fact is that two scientists with good credentials can look at the same set of facts and come to different conclusions. This happens all the time. So how do you know which one is right? And this is where the magic of being a pretend lawyer comes in, because our job is to punch some holes in what the other side scientists say, and that's what a lawyer does, and it is critical to the pursuit of truth. You have to test the testimony, because otherwise it's just a one-sided monologue. Like the cross-examination-free January 6th Congressional Kangaroo Committee. Those amphibians made sure that there was no cross-examination because they did not want their phony case questioned. You want a lawyer who, besides making his own case, takes the evidence from the other side and slices and dices it. Cross-examination, it has been said, is the greatest engine for the discovery of the truth man has yet created. And when someone wants to prevent vigorous, even brutal cross-examination of his case, that's a giveaway that it's weak. And I'm looking at you, Liz Cheney, you malignant creep. And I'm looking at the climate change hoax. The weather cultists even have a uniquely dumb and offensive slur for people who dare test their evidence such as it is, which is denier. The art of cross-examination is designed to eliminate the reasons not to believe the other side. The actual order you do a cross-in varies, but let's start with attacking bias. Bias is huge. Bias is any interest in the testimony outside of simply offering the truth for the truth's sake. If a person has an interest in a particular answer, then his testimony in support of that answer is questionable. Is he getting paid by someone with an interest in his answer? That could show bias. In the climate arena, is he getting climate change grants? And remember, it's not just getting hired, but the potential for getting fired that can show bias. Like Assistant Professor Warmingnut. In fact, if you were opposed to the idea of human caused climate warming being an existential threat, we would have zero chance of ever getting tenure. Right? A lot of these science people have a huge personal interest in providing a pro-climate hysteria answer, whether from gaining cash or to saving their careers, and that matters. But we're not supposed to point that out for some reason, because scientists are those neutral monks with human drive. They don't have any human drives like greed, fear, or pride. Hang around some scientists for a minute, and you'll see if you buy that. Then you would test the foundation that supports their conclusion. You might point out that we have only a human temperature record going back a few hundred years. You could also point out the heat sink issue. Urban areas tend to retain more warmth than rural areas, and measurements are often closer to urban areas than out in the boonies. They would, you know, they'll talk about tree rings and ice cores and such, but you would point out that those are not direct evidence of the temperature like directly measuring it, it is, but we can think we can extrapolate from them how hot it was in 2000 BC. But that's only an educated guess. And then you might question the various adjustments to the raw data they make before presenting them. That's, you can't do that. It's not allowed, cries the climate clan. You would also want to cross-examine the conclusions themselves. It's pretty popular to claim that the recent heat wave in Europe proves global warming. But why doesn't a cold wave disprove that? In fact, what set of facts would disprove the climate change theory? Isn't the scientific method about generating a theory for a phenomenon and then testing it by trying to find facts to disprove it? So what would disprove global warming? Well, nothing disproves that. Everything always proves it. Isn't that science-y? And while we're at it, since global warming has been replaced by climate change, which, what precisely is climate we need to maintain? What's the correct temperature? Is the goal to stop all climate change? Do we need to counteract natural climate change? You do agree that climate does change naturally, right? All those Americans with those SUVs and barbecues were thousands of years from coming into being when the Ice Age happened. So what caused that? And what caused the subsequent global warming after it? Are those same phenomena absent today? And if not, how much are they causing now? Lots of nits to pick here. How about the constantly retreating goalposts? When is the current climate apocalypse deadline? Al Gore told us in the 2000s that we would be suffering a climate catastrophe right now in 2022. Florida's still above water. So the scientists that Al listened to were wrong, weren't they? So Dr. Warming Nut. You can see that scientists have been wrong about climate. The ones in the 70s projected another ice age in a decade. They were wrong. So why are the scientists today correct? Then you would be looking at the implications. We're going to cover the implications to this when we get back. But this is the fun. This is the funness of the left. You can get out there and twist them around like your collegiate wrestler. Armbar time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Department of Justice has filed a motion to unseal the search warrant of former President Donald Trump's home. The former president's home in Palm Beach, Florida, was raided earlier this week by FBI agents over possible classified documents that were taken from the White House when he left office. Garland also saying,
I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. The department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
A scene is still active northeast of Cincinnati after an armed subject attempted to breach an FBI visitor screening facility in the city. This is USA Radio News. Your eyes aren't playing tricks on you. When you go to the store, you're continuing to see high prices.
The Producer Price Index program measures prices for everyday necessities. It remains at a multi-decade high. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its PPI is nearly 10% in July from the previous year. Wells Fargo, Paul Christopher on Fox Business.
We think that keeps the Fed in play going forward, and it's going to keep households really losing purchasing power. So, yeah, we think there will be a recession ultimately, probably a little bit later this year.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Indiana's governor and the top House Republican are paying tribute to late Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, who died in a car crash last week. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb saying Walorski was optimistic and enthusiastic about her work and called her a force of nature. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. When we last left off, I was telling you about the gun grabbers and how they want to impose your entire total change of life with climate change. And we were attacking the science and the findings they had come up with, which have all proven to be wrong. So now let's cover the implications of this. So you're recommending a pretty radical program of ending the use of fossil fuel and getting rid of cows because they tend to act like Eric Swalwell in order to treat global warming. So what will be the effect of America during that on the global part of the warming issue? Will it matter what America and Europe do if India and China maintain their current carbon footprints? And how much in dollars and disruption will your remedies cost? And how does this compare to the cost of ameliorating some climate change effects like higher ocean levels and hotter temperatures? And then you want to point out some macro issues with questions on the real agenda. So, Dr. Warming Nut, can you name a single major climate change remedial initiatives, such as higher taxes and increased bureaucratic authority, that does not correspond to something the political left wants to do anyway? Can you name one climate remedial initiative that supports a conservative objective? Does it strike you as odd that the people supporting climate change wanted all the things they now demand because of climate change long before climate change became a thing? And does it seem strange to you that climate advocates like John Kerry are zipping across the Atlantic to party in Davos, and folks like Barack Obama are buying beachfront properties if this is an existential crisis? I know. While I'm doing this, I'd be told to shut up, you big denier. But I'm not a scientist, and I'm just an imaginary lawyer. My job is to dig out the truth through cross-examination, and it seems very telling that the climate change hoaxers are desperate to avoid any examination of their ridiculous assertions at all. Now, in addition to the ridiculousness of climate change, there was a movie out not too long ago that everybody thought was, weird. It's called Soylent Green. Charlton Heston played, he was the hero. Edward G. Robinson, this is one of his last film roles. And in this, Soylent Green is reprocessed people that people are eating. This has solved the food crisis. So climate, cultists, commies, groomers, lend me your ears. I come not to bury billions, but with you I come to eat them. That's probably how the 2024 Democrat convention speech will kick off. And first, the demon Dems went out of their way to kill the children. Then they set their hearts on grooming them for dates. Now they want to eat their flesh as part of a sustainable diet. Democrat debauchery is spiraling out of control faster than a pill-popping Joe Biden at a child-sniffing contest. And I tell you, maybe there was more to that Pizzagate conspiracy than I realized. These people. From vegan diets to bug eating to cannibalism in the space of months. And, you could ask what's next, but I don't really want to know that. Goodness gracious. Just what were we all of Jeffrey Epstein's New World Order clients getting up to on Pedo Island? There was a time when the numerous rape allegations against Bill Clinton seemed shocking. But you can leave it to Democrats to celebrate that aberrant, abhorrent behavior that Clinton's crimes are rendered just as an amusement before the cannibal communist pervy gut-wrenching main course. We're in the middle of a great reset right now, as they're trying to make it out to be, that is intentionally unleashing life-altering inflation, mass illegal immigration, child sexualization, and societal disintegration. This is a conscious attempt to crush Western civilization and drag humanity back to a darker, more dreary age. Do you like windmills? So did your distant ancestors during the Middle Ages. Do you think of mass starvation as more of a season than a rare tragedy? So did every generation of humanity right up until the recent industrial era. Do you worship Mother Earth, interpret bad weather as punishment from the gods, and view human sacrifices absolutely necessary for a good harvest? So did the Green New Deal Aztecs of Mesoamerica. Look at them, so diverse and multicultural. Build Back Better isn't a political platform. It's a playbook for returning humanity to a state of early death and enduring misery. It's pure black magic. A pagan ritual spilled out into the open and cursing all that it touches. And consider what it reaps. The U.S.-Mexico border has already set an annual record for migrant deaths 3 months before the end of the reporting period. And yet, Secretary of Destroying Homeland Security Mayorkas and President in name only Joe Biden are doing everything they can to transform the southern perimeter into a haven for drug smuggling, rape, and murder. Except the joke's on them because they're busing them to D.C. Enjoy that, Muriel. Homicides and rampant crime have never been worse for American cities, and still, Democrat politicians scapegoat police officers and guns as perpetrators and honor criminals as victims. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is actually paying to spread atheism around the world. In defiance of the Supreme Court's long overdue reversal of Roe, which sickly raised child murder to the venerable status of a constitutional right for 50 years, the Molossian Marxists are out there whooping and hollering in their bloodlust to sacrifice more children before the altar of women's rights. For those that might survive birth, the left's transgenderism fetish promises body-mutilating surgeries and secret grooming in public schools, far from parents' prying eyes. In irrationally reacting to the China virus, more than likely an engineered bioweapon, by shutting down Americans' lives and livelihoods, the fearmongers intentionally manufactured epidemics of loneliness, drug addiction, and ill health that have caused spikes in non-COVID mortalities across generations. And if that were not devastating enough, the experimental fake vaccines that the hopelessly corrupt government pharmaceutical complex coerced people like me into taking have caused needless deaths and injuries of their own. Fanatical devotion to that made all that possible. COVID-1984 tyranny has predictably shattered academic achievement for school-age kids across the country. Yet the totalitarian drumbeat for ineffective mask mandates and school closures, which did nothing to slow the spread, is getting louder as the midterm insanity comes nearer and nearer. The Green New Deal communism is leading the world into a massive food and fuel shortage. It's going to take millions of lives. And Biden's petulant Politburo is as giddy as the devil's den of mass murders, aching to unleash a wave of war, pestilence, and famine. All in the name of progress. So if the policy leads to death, mayhem, or child endangerment, the Democrats are eager to embrace it as their own. They are sick, deranged lunatics who have no business being anywhere near the reins of power. In another age, normal people would have rounded them up to cast out their demons and purify their souls before they could do more harm. Today, Hollywood adores them, the Nobel Committee gushes over their crimes, and incurious writers and artists celebrate their ruthless inhumanity. None of this would have passed muster in the past. Maybe it's time for the youth of the world to wake up and realize they've been played as pawns in a dangerous, diabolical game. Think twice about who their real friends are. Maybe now's the moment for the young to begin questioning everything they've been told before it's too late. Maybe now's the hour for that natural, plucky spirit of youthful rebellion to return. Because one thing is certain. When the left foot soldiers are pushing cannibalism out in the open, there's just no knowing who might possibly end up as their next meal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I do like playing a make-believe lawyer. Maybe later I could be a make-believe psychoanalysis person. So anyway, so much for that. If you peasants can be convinced to settle for less, this would be very convenient for the ruling caste out there, since it has proven itself utterly incapable of even marginal performance in achieving merely the bare minimum standard of its job. Do you have security? Well, you guys do anyway, right? My people, my audience does. How about prosperity? I hope you do. I hope you're fighting it. I hope you're doing the best you can. Does the future look bright? Well, you know, okay, that's questionable. Are you saying no? Are you saying no, everything is much, much worse now than it was just a few years ago? And you are insane, stupid, and or an insurrectionist for merely noticing, much less saying so. It's all a conspiracy theory. The conspiracy being seeing and talking about what everyone sees is happening right in front of us. Speaking of worse, why are 90% of airplane passengers nowadays complete idiots starting the moment they get on board? Now, you are probably asking too much if you're asking for higher expectations. And that makes you a terrible person. You want cheap gas and a functioning supply chain and air conditioning, and you don't want to eat bugs? Most of all, you expect the elite to actually do its job, and for that, you are terrible and racist and everything phobic, bums, litter our streets figuratively and in ghastly form, literally. Criminals run rampant unmolested by the gendarmes, who have been told expressly and impliedly to let the crooks be. Our economy is sensational, groovy, glorious, except for the inflation and the hollowing out of your 401k. Try to buy a house instead of renting. Just try. The globalist elite has failed in doing what we want. But it seems to be doing what it wants. It's gathering power and payoffs unto itself, and that is precisely the goal. If we are worrying about feeding our families and they control the food, then we are less likely to get uppity and demand that our elite not suck. Which I don't know how bad it is to think about them sucking. The problem for them is that, at least in America, we still have some power to change things without conflict. But elsewhere, where the path to peaceful change is blocked by undemocratic regimes, it's getting ugly. In Sri Lanka, where the government decided to ban fertilizer because some Davos Nimrods wished to appease an angry weather goddess. They rebelled. In Holland, the Dutch farmers are rebelling in order to save their farms from a similar fate. But in Canada, truckers rebelled and they were crushed. Now Trudeau Salini is trying the same fertilizer scam. Who had famine in Manitoba on his bingo card? Here in America, they've tried to ban modern guns. Wonder why? The real defining election issue for the next couple of decades is going to be whether we choose to move into a future of some sort of shared prosperity, where everybody lives free and safe and well, or toward the WEF feudalism model, where we own nothing, have no freedom, and obey our unaccomplished overlords. And that's how we need to put it. If you vote for a Democrat, you vote for tampon shortages and auto burglaries, at least for the time being, until they ban private automobiles. And let's not forget about mutilating your kid, both mentally with a seat with CRT and physically with surgery via the elite gender nonsense. Because here's the thing. They really do hate you, and they really do want you dead, or enslaved, or maybe enslaved then dead. And until every Republican politician gets that, until they learn what time it is, we're going to merely manage the decline instead of going on the counteroffensive and wreaking these people and their trash ideology once and for all. Now, back to the people on planes thing. I'm not going to fly anymore. And one of the reasons I'm not going to fly anymore is I've been watching video of other people flying. It's bad enough to realize that this crop of kids that have just graduated, and maybe they're in college and maybe they're not, I don't know, that they don't know what state Utah is in. That they think Tokyo is a city in Africa. You know, that's bad enough. But people beyond that now, they're getting dumber. And if you really want to see that illustrated, go get on a plane. Right now, plane flights are unbelievably expensive. An economy ticket is what a first-class fare would have been when Trump was in office. And now a first-class ticket requires your firstborn. And for some reason, the crews now feel like they have to talk to you all the time. Safety briefing, that's fine. But I don't need the pilot's musings on his thoughts about life. Just fly the damn plane. Well, please. And if we're hitting turbulence, warn us. Tell us when we are arriving. Otherwise, shut up. I want to sit there and stew unharangued. And no, I don't need to hear about your wonderful credit card offers or be warned not to drink my own booze like every normal person. I hit the bar before I used to fly instead of sneaking snorts of Macallan in my seat like a teen raiding dad's liquor cabinet. Now, here's one idea. Adequate ground staffing so that there's more than one person checking luggage for 300 people. It's like every flight is a surprise nowadays. Gee, who would have thought a 777 would hold a lot of people? But then we come to the passengers, and this is where you can cue the circus music. I don't think you need a top hat and tails to fly, but a lot of these people dress like hobos who got vomited up by their other hobos. The boarding process is a parade of muffin tops and tacky tats. And thanks for the glimpse of your pierced navel, lady. Here's the idea, though. Wear a shirt. Carry-on luggage. Who is unaware that bin space is tight and that your steamer trunk's not going to fit? Check your damn suitcase, people. I was consigned to steerage once, and this dude from some bizarre foreign country sitting there, and in the foot space where my feet go is this giant loot. And he looks at me like I'm the idiot when I say, hey, you need to get your blanking thing out of my seat. We did not chat on the flight, so some good came out of that one. Crying kids, I get that. Crying kids are part of life, and we need to deal, and I'm not complaining about that. We need strong young flight, we need strong young to fight the communists. So children should be encouraged and parents rewarded instead of hassled. But you don't have to let your kids sing a song. Unless it is Love Will, Tears Apart, or Anarchy in the UK. Then there are the masked people with their masked children. I don't wear a mask because I'm a man, so I get dirty looks. One reason, that's one of the reasons I don't get on planes. Drones. And, you know, do not have long cell chats as we board. Hey, getting on the plane, call you in a land. That is the totality of an appropriate mobile phone call on a plane, not some lengthy digression about how Lewin Marketing was telling Sheila to get her TP-46 forms organized. But she thought he said TP-47 forms, and shenanigans ensued from there. Just sit there on the plane in uncomfortable silence as team Dimwit tries to figure out how storage bins work. I just felt the need to rant about that. I'm sorry. Not flying again, ever. If I can help it, I'm not flying again. I bought a full-size pickup. I'll get in the car. Well, it's a pickup. I'll get in the pickup, and we will take off. It can carry anything I need to carry. I can travel with guns. I don't have to check the gun. If I want to stop somewhere and drink myself till I go blind, I can do so. If I want to throw up, I can do so. If I just want to stop moving altogether and, you know, in the middle of the day, I can do so. I'm in control. I am not giving up control of my life like that to another company ever, ever, ever. But if you want to observe what's happening in America today, if you want a little micro shot of it to understand the macro, go get on an airplane. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.